welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. Yes, Soulful Sunday, where we try to figure out ways to cultivate a rich interior so we know where to go inside when life hits us sideways. That's kind of what it's about. But So today, I'm here with Steve Olscher.
Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello. And special guest, Tiamo Di Vittori.
Hi.
There you go. And yeah, Richard is off at Comic-Con, and I do have Wade in the control booth. So here's my question. I was hit with something yesterday as a thought and inspiration. I want to share it with you guys and hear your thoughts on it. We've all heard the phrase, I think Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking or mindset that created it in the first place. You got to stretch and go, okay, I've got to find other ways to solve this particular problem because obviously I hit a brick wall with my current thinking. Taking it to a different level, because I'm the master at the philosophy of state the problem once, focus on the solution. But what comes with that? A certain energy. So I realized I could be much more successful if I would change the energy from what I am in, whatever it might be, a work thing, a money thing, a kid thing, teenagers, wait for that, baby. I had to change my energy from what it was when the issues came up to what I want to create. So in your experience, one, do you believe in that alone? Like, wow, if I get some exercise and then come back, my energy level is going to be different. My frequency is going to be higher, maybe more fine-tuned. I'm going to have more optimism. And it's so much easier to be in the flow of, oh, I never would have thought of that or seen that or heard that from that person had I not changed my state, if you will.
Yeah.
So for me, that was like, oh my gosh. If I focus on ways to change up my energy and not be so bogged down and boring through to the solution, which one is more fun? Upping my energy and then looking out over the horizon saying, oh, now I see the solution. You hear better. When someone you're in conflict with someone, you hear them more clearly because your energy's higher than the situation is on its own. So one, am I explaining that well enough? Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, from my standpoint, I'll relate it to writing as an example.
Okay.
There are times where I will sit down and I'll be writing for, you know, an hour, sometimes even a couple of hours. And I hit that wall. And it gets to the point where it's like, okay, let's just take a break from it. Let's go out, let's walk the dogs, let's exercise, whatever it might be. And when I come back to it, before I take that break, it feels like, Jesus, I've got a long way to go to finish whatever that thought is or whatever it is that I'm, you know, focusing on in that particular minute. And so I'm like, God, I got to get talk about this. I got to talk about that. It's going to take me, you know, forever, right? And then you go out and take that break and come back and you look at it. And it's just like, it's almost the kind of the eating the elephant analogy.
You know, you just one bite at a
one
time.
One bite at a time, right? And then as you look at it, you go, okay, I'm not that far from being finished here. So you take another little chunk of it and so on. But I think that the energy is the result reflects the energy that you have when you create it, for sure. So I think sometimes you have to take that step away, and well, no matter what it is, really, and regain that new perspective, because I think it is, in fact, in that new perspective, whenever you sort of draw that line in the sand and you say, okay, I'm done here, and you walk away, when you come back to that line, it looks different to you.
Right.
For sure. For sure.
What do you think, Tiamo?
Well, I really believe in being a conscious thinker. So kind of being the outside observer of myself.
Yeah.
where I'm aware of the thoughts that I'm having, and then I become, you know, so I become conscious of them, and then I ask myself, how can I change it? As opposed to being unconscious and having those thoughts and then saying things that are unconscious, it's more of like there's a buffer. There's a few seconds there where it's like I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about, and then I'm able to assess it and then reevaluate it and then say something. And I find that there is a lot of context where we can help us to do that, which would be music. Like if I need to change my music, I turn the music on and somehow I'm thinking more clearly. Or if it is exercise or it's going for the walk or even taking a moment to write down your thoughts. And I think it's more than okay if you're even interacting with someone to say, like, let me, you know, let's revisit this. Let me go for a walk or let me play some music or sometimes even just dance or like whatever it is, to, like you said earlier, to change your state. But I think the key is to actually be aware of your own thoughts, because when we're not aware of them is when they actually become a lot bigger and we lose control of them.
Yeah, and to your point about control, you know, listening to yourself, hear your thoughts, hear your thinking, recognizing the mood you're in when you're listening and go, okay, so I woke up at 3 a.m, I couldn't fall back asleep, I'm a little tired right now. That's going to overlay onto any interactions I have. And if I'm going to see the sunny side of the street or the shaded side of the street in any situation, conversation, or happening. So it just hit me like a lightning bolt that I am very good at the thinking part. I can hear what I'm thinking. I can step outside myself as well. And I can sit in a room and vibe someone else out. And, okay, this is not the, like teenagers will teach you this. We don't know what's going on in their world because they have so many emotions and hormones and high school and a petri dish of blah.
Snapagram.
Snapchat.
Snapagram.
That's what I call it.
And you don't know what they're looking at their phones all the time and interacting, and you don't know if they saw, oh, my friends are down at the beach and I wasn't invited. Mm-hmm. Right? So I become very sensitive to what kind of mood is she in? Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff comes into play. And that's a really good skill set to have, to be able to step out of yourself, out of a situation in the same room. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when I'm talking to Dave and he doesn't like what I'm talking to him about,
he'll leave.
He totally just turns around and walks out of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I liked Dave.
And I just look at him like, are you aware that you just walked out of the room?
He's not even aware.
He's not even aware.
His subconscious just kicked
totally.
In.
Yeah.
He's like
flight.
That's totally him. I'm more fight from the perspective of, we need to address this. Doesn't have to be at this moment, but we will have to address it.
Dave's like,
He's already out the door.
And I'm done.
It's so hilarious.
Does he at least wave when the door closes? No.
Do you chase after him? Like, what happens next when he walks out of the
room? I'll just say, okay, so are you aware that you just turned and walked right out of the room when I was in mid-sentence?
Oh, man.
He's like,
does that work, actually? Is that... Are you okay with that? Is that? Because if that,
I call him out on it.
I didn't know that was an option.
I call him out on it.
Really? No.
And then he'll.
God, I got a new thing to add to my repertoire.
No, it doesn't work because you'll get one of those.
You're not Latin, so right? Yeah. I mean, for you, you know, it's like my wife often says, like, you know, for like the things that white women tolerate, I don't know why they would tolerate such things. Like, she watches these TV shows and she goes, if that woman was Latin, can you imagine what would happen right now? So
no, I'm pretty, you know my motto, stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good.
Wow.
So I'm not going to start
another
issue with him because he walked out of the room. He doesn't realize, it's almost like steam is building, and it can be over something really minor, but the steam pushes him out of the room.
It's like firing up the engine.
Right? And I'm just like, okay, just, hello, can you come right back in? So I'll ask you, like, what made you turn around and walk away?
I don't know. I just knew I had to leave.
Yeah. I was just listening to my body.
Yeah, right. I was listening to my gut. right. I just read this great book called Go With Your Gut. You should read it, Mary. It's a great book.
Oh,
my
brother.
Gut told me I need to leave.
So, yeah. So that's
so how
just,
could you argue with that?
Right? So anyway, I think that changing up my energy, lightening it up, keeping mm-hmm. it, always practicing on keeping it lightened up, because there's really nothing that serious that with an interaction with people that I need to push on them. Mm-hmm. Like teenagers, totally not push on them. I'll just say, that's your choice. That is an indicator of your potential future. Is that where you want to go?
Mm.
And I just talk like that with them.
Jesus is watching.
And Mother Mary as well.
Literally.
And I'll just walk over and get some holy water and bless them. They're like, Mom.
Just start flicking them with it. Like,
I do.
While they're in that little state of just like, just start flicking them. Like,
I totally do.
That's a great idea.
Or I'll go over there and
in your, with
just
your new remodeled
grab them
kitchen.
And kiss their head.
Just go in your new remodeled kitchen.
Did you see my holy water on the wall?
I did.
Just hanging there.
It's awesome. You just grab a little thing and just start flicking it at the kids. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that'll change their energy right there. Perfect.
Yeah. It's, so anyway, I'm one, you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it, and you cannot improve, create, or solve something in your life without recognizing the energy that created it in the first place. Mm. Nothing good comes from anger. Nothing good comes from impatience. So stay calm. Be kind. Have patience. All good. Thank you for joining us on Soulful Sunday. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Tiamo.
Thank you.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.